This is Barry Millward. Today I'm interviewing Michael Academia, an osprey researcher at the Center for Conservation Biology at the College of William & Mary, along with Joni Millward, the chair of the Virginia Osprey Festival in Colonial Beach. Thank you both for being here. Michael, we saw the poster presentation you showed at the festival about the disturbing findings from your research on food supply for ospreys in the 2021 season. Can you bring us up to date?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Barry, for having me. I'm very excited to share our information and our findings. It's not such great news. The Center for Conservation Biology has documented the highest rate of osprey nest failure ever recorded within the lower Chesapeake Bay. In fact, only 17 of the 167 active nests during the season produced young. And about 21 young were produced with these nests, and that puts the productivity rate at 0.13 young per active nest. Now, just to put in the right frame of reference, this is way below the height of the DDT era, where the populations, bird populations, were decimated, and that productivity rate for ospreys were about 0.5 to 0.6 young per active nest. And this trend has been happening for the past 15 years due to the localized depletion of menhaden in Chesapeake Bay.
Joni, are we seeing anything similar to this happening in Colonial Beach?
No, actually we're not. We have really good news here. We have 57 nest sites within the town of Colonial Beach that were observed to be occupied this season. 17 nests failed, and that was for various reasons, abandonment or storms, things like that, but 33 nest sites with chicks were observed. 54 total chicks were seen, were observed by us, and they were at the fledge stage. They've either fledged or they're about to fledge. So those are successful nests, and we're very happy about that. So nothing like they see in the lower Chesapeake.
Michael, why is that? Why are we seeing this huge difference?
It's very interesting. So Joni, just to reiterate, so 54 of the 57 nests produce young. So that's a productivity rate of 0.95 young per active nest. And you had a really nice success rate of about 60%. So in Chesapeake Bay, the productivity rate needs to be at 1.15 young per active nest in order to have population stability. So your rate is really great. And I think why this is happening here at Colonial Beach is that the upper reaches of Chesapeake Bay are similar to the inland areas of rivers in the lower Chesapeake Bay, in which the water, the salinity content of the water is called the mesohaline, which is just a measurement of the salinity in the water. And mesohaline is about 3 to 16 parts per thousand. So that means that ospreys are having more access to different fish species such as catfish and gizzard shad. So the difference we're seeing here is that they have more of a prey base to sustain their young, to provision their young. In the world of ospreys, the males are responsible for fishing, for provisioning and providing for himself and the mother and also the young. And with our data, in 1985, 2.4 fish were being delivered every per 10 hours in the lower Chesapeake Bay. And during my master's study in 2021, only 0.4 fish were being delivered every 10 hours. So that's an 80% decline in fish being delivered. And this is just not sustainable for each brood. So the bottom line is this, that the reproductive rates of ospreys will require the restoration of menhaden. And as we know, there is localized depletion of menhaden happening in Chesapeake Bay.
So Michael, what can we do? How do we correct this? What can we do for our ospreys?
We need to provide the science, we need to provide the data. So we have an organization with the Center for Conservation Biology called Osprey Watch. And you can get that information from Joni and Barry, and you can get involved with studying ospreys. We need the data, we need the support, we need active voices and participation from you. So you have an important part to do with collecting data.
So I just wanted to emphasize something here, Barry. So I represent the Center for Conservation Biology and the director, Dr. Brian Watts, who was also my advisor. And he emphasizes that the poor reproductive performance documented during this year is a trend that has been observed for the past 15 years. In Mobjack Bay, productivity peaked during the 1980s and has declined to the present day. We believe that the ongoing decline in young production is driven by the depletion of Atlantic menhaden. Forage fish such as menhaden, anchovy, sardine, capelin, and herring play significant roles in marine systems, ecosystems throughout the world. And these small schooling fish are responsible for transferring energy from plankton to higher level predators such as ospreys. So when forage fish are overharvested or depleted, the marine food web is broken and higher level predators suffer. So like the proverbial canary in the coal mine, ospreys are alerting us of dangerous levels of overharvesting. And during my master thesis study in 2021, you know, we conducted a food supplemental experiment, and it demonstrated that osprey reproductive rates could be driven back to sustainable levels provided that they had enough menhaden or food to provision their young.
If you're just tuning in to WWER, today we're interviewing Michael Academia, an osprey researcher at the Center for Conservation Biology at the College of William & Mary, along with Joni Millward, the chair of the Osprey Festival in Colonial Beach. Thanks again for being here.
I want to say that April 13th, 2024, that will be our next Osprey Festival, be the 6th annual Virginia Osprey Festival in Colonial Beach. We are already planning. We have been planning. We are going to have amazing speakers again, things for children, craft vendors, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. So be there April 13th, 2024. Save the date. Thank you, Barry.
So, Michael, everything we've talked about so far has been about the menhaden and the osprey, but I understand there are concerns from other areas of involvement in the Chesapeake Bay. Could you expand a little on that?
Yes, absolutely, Barry. Menhaden acts as a food base. They are a keystone species within Chesapeake Bay. So not only are ospreys dependent on menhaden, but so too are our most iconic species, such as loons, whales, bald eagles, particularly striped bass. And here in Chesapeake Bay, we have a large recreational fishing community that fish for striped bass. But since striped bass is so dependent on menhaden, their population has crashed, and recreational fishermen have noticed a drastic decline in striped bass populations throughout the bay, so much so that it has raised major concerns about the trophic cascade and the nature ecological service that menhaden provide. They're the food base. But not only striped bass suffers, so too does ecotourism. So without having this base with this keystone species, a lot of things have been collapsing, not only with our top predators, but also economically and culturally as well.
And I understand that recently an organization of recreational fishermen actually filed a lawsuit against the...
Yes, sir. The Maryland Fishing Group recently filed a lawsuit against the Virginia Marine Resource Commission, in which they have broken the law in that they haven't been taking care of the amount that's been allotted for industrial fishing of menhaden. Absolutely.
So things are certainly happening in this area, and we'll wait to see what happens with them. Joni, you went down to Richmond to attend the court hearing. What was the outcome?
Well, it was a very good outcome. The judge did decide against the Virginia Marine Resources Commission and in favor of the Southern Maryland Recreational Fishermen. So that was That was a good outcome for us. The court did find that the VRMC had failed in its responsibilities in preparing fishery plans and standards.
You also have some other updates for the community.
I do. So we have, many of you know, but we have formed the Virginia Osprey Foundation, which is a 501c3 organization, and we will be organizing the annual Osprey Festival, among other activities related to the osprey and our environment. In fact, we're going to be hosting a film premiere, Growing Up Osprey, that was produced by our own Bob Lennox here in Colonial Beach. And that will be premiering at the Ice House located on Monroe Bay Avenue on April 6th at 3:30 in the afternoon. Details are available on our website at virginiaospreyfoundation.org. And really the big news, we have installed our first osprey nest cam on the platform at the Colonial Beach Volunteer Fire Department. And we had major assistance, of course, from Dominion Energy and Traffic Systems Technologies. That nest has been known to be successful consistently for the past 20 years. And so we're hoping that this next year, when our birds come back, we'll really be able to get up close and personal with that osprey family. So we're very, very excited about that.
Well, Joni and Michael, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in to WWER 88.1.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.